Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. I'd like to thank my good friend and colleague, Rabbi Adir Posey, for filling in for me yesterday. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos HaKodesh, Parshas Vayakel B'Kudei, the 28th day of the month of Adar, and only 15 days left until Erev Pesach. Hope I'm not making anyone too anxious. I would like to thank our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email to sponsor future programs, and we greatly appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline that a sponsorship for tomorrow's program, not tomorrow, for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Stephen Miodanik of Congregation Avas Achim in Highland Park, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Miodanik slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach, Lecholim, and Achinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Monday's speaker, as we've mentioned earlier in this week, will be the one-year anniversary of the beginning of this call. And bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Miodanik.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. Appreciate it. And it is pretty amazing that we are nearing that one-year anniversary of the beginning of the daily call. It's been a little glimmer of light and hope amidst a time of fear and bewilderment, and I'm so honored to be able to join everyone today. The OU Daily Call began in a world that was just beginning to recognize the severity of a crisis that none of us could ever have imagined, and it's amazing. It's taken us through a full machzor, a full cycle of Shabbosim and Yamim Tovim, a full year of Jewish life has continued heroically through many, many challenges. And among the many silver linings of COVID has been this palpable connection that we've been able to feel with Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, all of whom share our plight. And the world has grown much smaller as we have used technology to learn Torah from rabbis all over the country and all over the world, strengthening our spirit each time we call in. The Torah tomorrow morning will tell us something seemingly contradictory about participation in building the Mishkan. Pasuk says, "V'hamlacha haisa dayam l'chol hamlacha la'asos osa v'hoser." The efforts to build the Mishkan were enough to complete it, and more. I don't understand. Was it dayam, like dayenu, enough donations, enough talent, or was it too much? Was it v'hoser? Was it extra? The pasuk seems strange. But Or Chaim HaKadosh explains that really there were too many donations. It was v'hoser. There was too much stuff, too many things. The Jewish people responded magnificently and generously. And yet, out of great love, because of Chibas B'nei Yisrael B'nei HaMakom, Hashem arranged it that the Mishkan campaign miraculously absorbed all these donations, and they were all used in the Mishkan. In other words, it was dayam, they were sufficient, none was rejected or remained unused. The word dayam refers to hamlacha, the finished work that was all used. The word behoser refers to the raw material that at first seemed excessive. When it came to our national project, everyone's contributions was appreciated and became necessary. Each individual neshama was so valued that the Mishkan could not have been the same without them, and their absence would have diminished the experience of the others. The more people who joined, the more space was made to receive their donations. The focus was getting everyone involved and connected. We are living in a time of this increased connection among the Jewish people, facilitated by technology and facilitated by all our amazing shuls and national organizations that have kept us afloat. It sometimes seems like there are almost too many shiurim and programs to choose from online. V'hoser. But Each one offers something unique, and at the end of the day is Dayan. It's just enough. Just enough to bring us together in a spirit of Kedusha and positive energy. You can continue to derive strength from each other in the year ahead. I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos. And I will now recite three chapters of Tehillim, and you are welcome to recite along with me, beginning with Perek Chaf Gimel, 23. Mizor David, Adonai Roi Lo Achzar, Binos Desha Yarbitzeni, Almei Menuchos Yinahalini, Nafshi Yishovev, Yanchini Malik Sedek Laman Shemo, Gam Ki Ilech Begeit Talmoves, Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi, Shiftecha Umishantecha, Hema Yinachamuni, Tarok Lefanai Shulchan Neged Torarai, Dishanta Vashemen Roshi, Kosi Rivaya, Ach To Bachesed Yudufuni, Koyame Chayai, Yishati Veveis Adonai, Liorech Yamin. Perek Kuchaf Aleph 121. Shir Lamalos, Esayna El Harim Mi'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Mi'im Adonai, Hosei Shemayim Va'aretz. Al Yitin Lamor Velecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha. Yinei Lo Yanum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tolcha Al Yadi Minecha. Yolam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, V'yareach Balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzitzcha Abolecha, Me'ata V'ad Olam. Perek Kuflamid 130. Shira Malos, Mimamakim Karasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema V'koli, Tiyena Azacha Kashuvos, L'kol Tachanunai. Mevanot Tishmorya, Adonai Mi Yamod. Ki Imcha Haslicha, L'ma'an Tivare. Ki Visi Adonai Kibsa Nafshi, V'lidvaro Hochalti. Nafshi L'Adonai Mishrim L'Boker, Shomrim L'Boker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai HaChesed, V'harbe Mofedus. V'hu Yifte Es Yisrael, Mikol Abonosav. We'll now recite the Misha Berech B'cholim. When I pause, everyone please insert the name of anyone that you know who needs a refuah shalema today. Misha Berech Avosenu, Avraham Yisrael Yaakov, Moshe Aaron Del Shlomo, Yivarech Yerape Es HaCholim. Ba'avur asher nachnu mispalim ba'avuram. Bizcharza kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachmim aleihem l'achlimam ul'raposam l'achzikam l'achiyosam. Bishlach lehem mehera refuah shlema min hashamayim l'chol evareihem l'chol gideim b'soch shar chol Yisrael refuah sanefesh u'refuah haguf hashta bagala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amen. Achinu kol beis Yisrael hanusunin batara u'bashivya hamdim ben b'yam u'ben b'yabasha המקום ירח המלאים, מיוסים לבצל ורבחה, מייסל ואורה, ומשיבל לגאולה, השתל בגלה, ובזמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Neil Danik. It was great to have you back. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered with tova for good, and may the Rabbonu Shel Olam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our one-year anniversary of the call, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz of Beis HaKnesses of North Woodmere in Woodmere, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, restful, meaningful, and safe Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.